Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Twins Hall of Fame gets three well-deserved participants now in. Cesar Tovar, his versatility for so long for the Twins in the 60s. Dan Gladden, such a prime member of the World Championship teams. And obviously great broadcaster right here on WCCO. And this man, Ron Gardner. Gardy, where do I start with Gardy? Second most wins in Twins history. By the way, only 72 behind TK. They won six divisional titles with Ron Gardenhire as manager. Manager of the year and five times runner-up. Gardy is with us. Always a pleasure, sir. Congratulations. Great news. Tell me how you found out.
Got a phone call from Dustin Morris. And he talked to me about, so said, I got to talk to you about some things. Want to talk to you, the Twins people, David, up there in the office. And we decided, or they decided that they were going to let me know. And then eventually put this thing out that I was going to be put into the Hall of Fame, which was kind of cool.
Pretty cool. What was your reaction when you found out the details?
Well, it was like, then, find out, Mr. Tovar's coming in and Dan Gladden, of course. Really entertains me because, I was opportunity to stand at third base with him during that 91 World Series at the end. So we have a pretty good relationship and I've always enjoyed him. So it's really cool going in with two really special people. And, it's just kind of surreal right now. Just talking to a lot of different people, getting a lot of texts.
Any particular text or two that has stood out the most since the news came out or people within the organization or baseball found out about this?
Not a lot. I mean, all of course your friends and everything. Some of my coaches have already texted me and called me and little things like that. But mostly it's just, the everyday people that I'm around, Walleye, Bird, guys like that when I'm in Minnesota. And the big shout out goes to my daughter-in-law's family, the Shapers. They jumped on the radio when they heard this announcement, and they're listening to you guys, and they're fired up, so it's pretty cool.
Fantastic. Why do you think this organization, Gardy, was such a good fit for you? You finished your career with the Twins, and then they hired you to be a part of their minor league system, starting off by managing in the minors, and obviously it was such a long run for decade after decade after decade. Why did it mesh as well as it did?
Well, I learned, from some pretty special people when I got hired. I played my last year in the Twins organization in Portland, Oregon. Charlie Manuel was the manager, and I had so much fun with that. And then right away they kept telling me, Charlie kept saying, you need to go into managing and coaching. And I guess that was telling me I really stink at baseball now. So that's kind of the way my career ended, and I went right to instructional league, basically, and I started learning, from people that were down there on what it was all about. So it was pretty cool, and, it was a good experience managing. I always thought about it, but, I managed for 3 or 4 years, and you were there 1 year, and
yep.
It was just fun.
Yes, sir.
I like running the game, and I like watching these players develop.
Yeah, I was with Gardy in the summer of 1989 in Orlando, and it was very cool. Never warmed up. The story I've told before is we did all but, I'm trying to remember, maybe about 20 of the games on the radio,
Right.
And so I did not have a the assigned seat on a bus. So they would rotate me. Big fella would tell me who I was sitting with. And so we're in Memphis. Nice quick bus ride from Orlando to Memphis coming up, okay? And yeah. Big fella tells me, "You're with the big man this trip." I go, "Are you kidding me?" "Yes, you're with Gardy. You're with Gardy." I go, "Gardy's going to let the manager's going to sit in the front." "Yeah, okay." So, playing in Memphis, and I know this will shock you, but you got ejected from the game. You got ejected from the game. You were steaming hot. And the various guys on the team, Delkis and Sorrento and others, are just giving it to me because they know I have to sit with you. And they're like, "You're not even going to get on the bus." I go, "You better find a way to rent a car and get back." And you just look at me and go, "Get on the bleeping bus." Like, you were really mad. And then we sat down. You opened up a beer for me, opened up for you, and said, "Let's have some fun." And then we sat there for 14 hours, bussing back, and it was a great experience.
Yeah, that was good times. Then people, you know, don't get to hear those stories anymore. It's changed a little bit, but those long bus rides like that, a lot of stuff got worked out, which was really fun.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of things on those bus rides we can't talk about, even decades and decades later. When people talk about the Twins way and the Twins style of baseball compared to other organizations, to you, as someone who was immersed in it, managed against these teams, played against these teams, what stood out the most about the Twins way?
Well, I think it, you know, I've learned from the best, Tom Kelly. He took care of me, and you know, it was hard love at first when I got to the big leagues, and you know, came coaching up there. It started when I was in instructional leagues, you know, managing in the minor leagues and instructional league. And TK came down, and he wanted me to coach third, and this is after they'd let go their third base coach, and he's grabbing me by my pants and pulling me, telling me where to stand at third base, and it was just kind of like, holy cow. And then, you know, finally he told me, you know, he wanted me to be his third base coach, and it was kind of holy cow again. And then, you know what, you cannot learn from a better baseball guy. And like I said, there's a lot of tough love. You know, he'd get me every once in a while, but let me tell you what, he did it for a reason. Everything he did was for a reason. And he taught me the game. He really taught me the game about what to watch for and what to look at. And, you know, a good manager doesn't just follow the ball when it's hit. You start looking around to where the other players are going, if they're doing the right things. And those are the things you started looking at as a manager and even as a coach. And it was pretty cool. And so I owe a ton of everything that's happened to me to Tom Kelly, because he taught me how the game was supposed to be played, and that's the way we played it. I think everybody saw that, you know, little ball, small ball, whatever you want to call it, but it was playing to win, whether it be one run or two. It's playing to win the game, and that's what we did at Minnesota Twins, and it was taught all the way through the system.
Ron Gardenhire is with us, along with Cesar Tovar and Dan Gladden, all three announced entering the Twins Hall of Fame. The aughts were a great decade for you, Gardy. I mean, this team kept winning 6 divisional titles. When you think of that core, and also a group that would change. I mean, if you're together that long, it's not going to be the same group. What are the memories that jump to mind most?
You know what? I guess you look back at it, and you're so proud of the teams that we had, the players that we had, what they represented. They understood the Twins way. They understood what we were trying to do and how we were supposed to act, you know, handle ourselves, and that was playing the game. That's the way the Twins fans, you know, loved it, get after it, and, you know, slide hard, do all the little things. And that's the way Twins fans expect it, and that was brought on through Tom Kelly, the way he taught the game. And I just said, that's the way I like it. I love the way to play like that, and I think we did that very well for a long time. The disappointing part was we never got over the hump. We came close my first year. I end up losing in whatever, game 5 or whatever it was in California. Had a chance to go to the World Series. And then after that, we just never really played our best baseball in the playoffs.
You went that far, lose to the Angels. Is there one year that stands out the most? I think to a lot of us from observing, it's that 06 team. When Liriano was going, when Johan's going, Morneau, Maurer, Torrey, that group. Is 06 maybe your best team, or is it hard to separate?
It's hard to separate, but that team was really, really good. And unfortunately, again, in the playoffs, we just didn't do well. I think, who was it against Oakland? And
yep.
I'm pretty sure it was Oakland, wasn't it?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah,
Oakland's
and
right.
we
yep.
end up facing their big three pitchers that we just didn't hit. You know, Mulder, Zito, and that other little guy. And we just couldn't. We didn't get any hits. And that was really unfortunate because we were hot when we went in. They were hot when they went in. And you just looked like we had a really good opportunity there. And unfortunately, their pitching, beat ours. And it wasn't like they killed our pitchers. It's just we just didn't score.
I know you must have thought about this so many times, why the team was as successful, and then you take this very small sample size and come up short, and every year is different. But was there any link to that? Was there anything that you look back and said, well, this is why it happened? Or was every year a little bit different in its own way?
Yeah, it was different. I mean, most of the time we had a few different players and everything, and yeah, they were all different. I mean, going into it, sometimes you're hot, sometimes you're not clicking, and I think that was the first year, which was disappointing because we played a really good series, and we felt like we should have won that one. And, we had them late in the game, and I think Johan, they had men on first and second and trying to bunt with that Kennedy kid, and Johan, who was one of our best pitchers out of the bullpen at the time, I think he hung a slider on an 0-2 pitch, and the guy hit a three-run homer, and that kind of knocked our socks off. But that's that was a year that I thought, boy, we had a baseball team. But it didn't stop because it went more and more after that. We had plenty of chances.
When you think about your times managing, okay, give me one or two things that you miss most about managing. It was a long run. I know you're having a lot of fun with your life. But the part, just the fun that stands out that you still miss today.
Oh, yeah, the clubhouse, inside the clubhouse, and, getting with the coaching staff and walking through talking to players, and then BP standing out there chatting with players. And those are the things that, you miss. You miss your coaching staff, and you miss just hanging out in the clubhouse with players and listening to their stories because, as you know, there's a lot of great stories out there and a lot of fun. And guys, when it came, the bell came, they played, and I was really proud of that fact that they really played the game, and I think our fans really loved that. It was just unfortunate we could never take that last step.
How much time did you get up here last year working with the Twins and also seeing Toby manage in St. Paul?
I took my RV. I flew to see my grandbabies in Oklahoma and got in the RV, and we went to see him in Omaha, parked at RV parking lots, and then had a car and drove over to the games, and then came up to, of course, the Twin Cities and stayed with my daughter over in St. Paul or Oakdale. And we went to probably, I'm guessing, maybe four or five games there. I think he got thrown out of, probably if I saw seven games, he got thrown out of four of them. And I said, that ain't good.
Was any one of them kind of hat tip to you knowing you were there?
Oh, he knew I was there. But you know what? The one thing that he's so different than me is he's a calm kid. Every once in a while he just started pointing, and when you start pointing talking to an umpire, that's not a good thing. That can get you thrown out more than what you say. So he started pointing, and I'm looking at him going, oh, here we go, he's pointing, that ain't good. So he does the same thing. And one thing I told him, you keep your players in the game, and if you have to get in the way, if an umpire's getting after a player, you have to get in the way. You keep your players in the game, they're the ones going to win the game.
Well, I mean this. As a 23-year-old, I was trying to figure out what the hell I was doing down in Orlando, Florida, and broadcasting these games on a station that's normally playing heavy metal. You could not have been any nicer, kinder, more professional to me, and I think everybody in the media here in this town knows how well you handled it. You resonated so much with this town, still do. So personally and professionally, congratulations on this, Guardian, and I hope you thoroughly enjoy it. And look forward to the weekend when you're honored and talking to you once again then.
Chadley, I really appreciate it. It means a lot. And like I said, I love the Twin Cities, and I love that baseball team. And I'm so proud just to be a part of it. So it's going to be a really good time when it comes along this summer.
Thanks, Guardy. It was great.
You
appreciate
it. All right, Chadley. Thanks, man.
He is just one of the best. Ron Gardenhire, kind enough to join us here on WCCO. So next hour, Joe Freeburg is with us. We talked at about the same time yesterday with Rochelle Olson on the media side of this trial, the three officers, Tao, Lane, and King. The federal trial involving the murder of George Floyd, of course, Derek Chauvin reaching an agreement before. I am going to ask Joe if we may possibly see Derek Chauvin himself testify in this trial. That would be rather intriguing, Mr. Cook, don't you think? If all of a sudden Derek Chauvin is on the stand and facing questions?
That would be very intriguing. That would be, especially given the fact that, you know, what we talked about with Rochelle yesterday, that you're not going to have media access. So yeah, you're going to have, you know, people relying on notes, but I mean, you'd be hanging on every word.
If Derek Chauvin was testifying and it was available, it would go back on CNN and Fox News and all of them.
100%. 100% it would. And it would be, we'd carry it for sure, right?
Oh, not a doubt. We are at a point, and we were decades ago, where these trials should be available to the public so they can consume. And I am left shaking my head at times how the three of us could watch something and see something different. I mean, we just crushed Joe Biden and the press conference and his last 6-7 months and a texture right away. How can you praise Joe Biden? I'm like, again, not listening. So it doesn't mean it's guaranteed, Dan, that if everybody in the public has access to trials, that we'll all reach the same conclusion, but as opposed to a more limited number of media to let people consume our court system at the local, state, federal level. Supreme Court allows the audio recordings after. They should be allowing it right away. It's silly to not do it. So on the merits of the case, Mr. Freeburg is with us. And then Chris Finch. I don't know if we've ever had a show here at CCO. We've had two individuals who ran or run teams. But Chris Finch, head coach of the Wolves, is on this show in about 30 minutes.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.